You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
It is 3 p.m. on November 3rd, 2023. Welcome to episode 44 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, and feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. Today is also the 6th annual Fun Drive Show, where I ask you, the listeners, to donate to CJSF, where it has featured independent voices and music that has rarely, if ever, addressed by major media outlets, which are becoming more consolidated than ever. There are several ways to contribute. Bring your donations for as little as $35 now on cjsf.ca/donate. Call 778-782-2573. Or send a check to the following address: CJSF Radio Fund Drive, Sub 1420, Simon Fraser University, Burnaby, BC, Victor 5 Alpha 1, Escort 6. Please help us reach our goal of fundraising $10,000 and beyond. Now to some independent music. It's Maya Dunietz's Thank You Tree. Here is Tree Hugging and Other Fun Activities with Friends on the Mountain, featuring Asaf Uria and Jonathan Folchuk. That was Tree Hugging and Other Fun Activities with Friends on the Mountain, featuring Asaf Yuria and Jonathan Folchuk. Next up is Mellow Mood's Manana Dub with My Dub. CJSF has been on the Lower Mainland airwaves since 1974, before becoming an FM station on February 2003, on the frequency 90.1 MHz. With World Wide Web, you can now listen to us anywhere in the world on cjsf.ca. But what hasn't changed is our focus on stories of underrepresented communities and independent artists. Despite providing grassroots voices, CJSF is not funded by SFU or any levels of government. Student levies are stagnant, but cost of living goes up every year. It costs $675 a day to run the station, with our annual budget at $247,000. You can donate $90.10 to match our frequency on cjsf.ca/donate. You can also send a check to the following address: CJSF Radio Fund Drive, Sub 1420, Simon Fraser University, Burnaby, BC, Victor 5 Alpha, 1 Escort 6. Your financial contributions will go a long way in keeping community stories on the airwaves. Donations $120 or greater can be made in installments. Now I'd like to discuss the SFU Athletics at this time. There were four events on October 28th. The Red Leaves women's soccer were tripled up by the visitors Western Oregon Wolves 3-1. In SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field, Kate Cartier scored a lone goal for the Red Leaves in the losing effort. Meanwhile, the Red Leaves women's golf completed the two-day Dennis Rose Invitational at Hapuna Golf Course in Waimea, Hawaii, where SFU finished 7th after firing 19 over par, 595 strokes. Dana Smith led the Red Leaves with 1 over par, 145 strokes, in a three-way tie for 11th with Mandy Granado of Cal State East Bay and Avery Foster of Sonoma State. Madison Murr of Cal State San Marcos won the individual crown after 11 under par, 133 strokes. Cal State San Marcos also won the team crown after firing 13 over par, 563 strokes in the 2023 Dennis Rose Invitational at Hapuna Golf Course in Waimea, Hawaii, where SFU finished 7th after firing 19 over par, 595 strokes. As for other games on October 28th, the Red Leaves men's basketball were trounced by the Idaho State Bengals 80-55 at Reed Gym in Pocatello, Idaho, in an exhibition action, while the SFU volleyball bested the Western Washington Vikings 3-2 at the Weku Carver Gym in Bellingham, Washington. The Red Leaves were led by Jocelyn Sherman with 19 kills, 23 digs, and Sophie LaChapelle with 18 kills. On November 1st, Nishan Randhawa, an SFU men's wrestling alumni, wrestled for Canada in the 2023 Pan American Games in Santiago, Chile. Randhawa dominated Adrian Baez of Argentina 14-4 in the round of 16 for men's freestyle 97 kilograms, but was upended by Kyle Snyder of US 10-0 in the quarterfinals, which relegated Nishan Randhawa to one of two bronze medal matches against Maxwell Lacey Garita of Costa Rica, where Randhawa won 7-6 to earn one of two bronze medals in the men's freestyle 97 kilograms. Three games were on tap for November 2nd. The Red Leaves men's soccer shaded the host Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks 1-0 as Hamish Ogden scored a lone goal in the 69th minute, and goalkeeper Justin Sandu made five saves for a clean sheet at NNU Soccer Field in Nampa, Idaho. Later on, the SFU women's soccer shaded the visitors Montana State Billings 1-0, where Sarah Carabata scored in the 28th minute. Goalkeeper Sarah Lowen made five saves for her seventh clean sheet this season, as Mackenzie Almeida and Anjali Sandu were celebrated on Seniors Night in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. And for the nightcap, the Red Leaves volleyball were edged by the visitors Seattle Pacific Falcons 3-2, where Jocelyn Sherman led SFU with 20 kills in the losing effort at SFU's West Gym. Five events are on today. The SFU women's basketball hosted the University of Texas Tyler Eagles as CCA Division Canadian Tip-Off Classic kicked off at Langley Events Center. The Red Leafs fell to the Eagles 64-50. Later on today, the Red Leafs women's wrestling hosts Linfield from Oregon at 6 p.m. as men's wrestling welcomes Linfield at 7 p.m. in Burnaby. And for the nightcap, the Red Leafs men's basketball hosts Hawaii Hilo Falcons just as part of the CCA Canadian Division Tip-Off Classic at Langley Events Center. Just a minute, please. Also, women's wrestling hosts TWU, a Texas-based institution, as one of their duels tonight.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Due to two no contests per weather-related cancellations, the standings are ordered based on average points per game for each team. Simon Fraser is first at 7-0-1 conference, 2.75 points, 10-2-2 overall. Western Oregon, 7-1-2, 2.3 points, 10-3-2 overall. Seattle Pacific, third, 3-4-2, 1.22 points, 5-7-3 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fourth, 2-3-4, 1.11 points, 4-6-5 overall. Much like Western Washington, who are fifth as they are 1-4-4 conference, for 0.78 points. St. Martin's also has 0.78 points at 2-6-1 with a 4-8-2 overall record. Therefore, 1-2-3-4-5-6. And Montana State Billings is last at 1-5-2, 0.63 points with a 4-8-3 overall record.
Thanks for donating. Haven't donated yet? Go to our secure donation page at cjsf.ca/donate or send a check to CJSF Radio, Sub 1420, SFU, Burnaby, BC, V5A1S6. Be awesome with us. Donate to Fund Drive today.
Here are the current women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. 3 points are awarded for a conference win with 1 point for a conference record tie. Overall records are used to break conference record ties. Seattle Pacific is first at 9-0-4, 3 points, 12-2-4 overall. Western Washington second, 8-2-3, 27 points, 10-4-4 overall. These two teams have clinched GNAC championship berths, with Seattle Pacific also the regular season champion this year. Western Oregon, third, 5-4-4, 19 points, 8-4-5 overall. Simon Fraser, fourth, 5-5-3, 18 points, 6-5-4 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fifth, 4-5-4, 16 points, 6-5-6 overall. Montana State Billings, four, 7-2, 14 points, 5-8-3 overall. Central Washington, 7th, 2-8-3, 9 points, 3-12-3 overall, and St. Martin's is last at 1-6-5, 8 points, 3-7-6 overall.
We know the variants of concern are much more contagious.
COVID-19 dangerous death.
As well.
As
more the contagious variants
COVID-19
are
on the rise.
Feeling overwhelmed? COVID-19 has many of us struggling with self-isolation, financial hardship, and uncertainty. Now more than ever, it is crucial that you stay informed about how to take care of your mind. Anxiety Canada is a non-profit organization that works to provide you with resources to help improve your mental health. Just like any other skill, healthy coping takes practice, and Anxiety Canada is here to help. Visit anxietycanada.com/COVID-19 for free, evidence-based digital resources on how to cope and where you can get help. Take time to focus on yourself, and remember,
you are not alone.
Here are the current volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Men and women's soccer, conference record take precedence with overall records apply to break conference ties. Seattle Pacific is first at 13-1 conference, 19-3 overall. Central Washington, second, 9-4 conference, 15-6 overall. St. Martin's, third, 8-5 conference, 15-8 overall. Simon Fraser, 4th, 8-5 conference, 13-8 overall. Western Washington, 5th, 8-5 conference, as they are the last of 8-5 conference record teams, but are 5th as they are 8-13 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 6th, 6-7 conference, 10-11 overall. Alaska Anchorage and Alaska have 6-8 conference records each, but Alaska Anchorage is 7th at 14-15 overall. Alaska 8th, 13-15 overall. Western Oregon, 9th, 2-11 conference, 8-13 overall. And Montana State Billings is last at 1-13 conference, 3-21 overall.
She needs to learn how to pay attention.
She's her potential.
Hi, I'm Jennifer, and in grade 10, I was diagnosed with ADHD. At the time, this diagnosis made the idea of pursuing post-secondary education seem like an impossible goal for me. However, every year became an opportunity to learn how to better manage my disability, and I ended up going to university. Through my journey, I've learned that your disability does not define who you are or your ability to succeed.
The LIME Network is a nonprofit organization, an exclusive resource for university students, professionals, and veterans who happen to have any type of disability. We develop communities and provide members with some of the tools and self-confidence they need to reach their full potential. To join, visit www.limeconnect.com.
Welcome to the second half of episode 44 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music along with a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. Today is also the 6th annual Fun Drive Show, where I ask you, the listeners, to donate to CJSF. What I love about CJSF is that it prioritizes community participation over commercially popular content, where major corporations constantly buy up their competitions, which in turn drastically reduces diversity. On the other hand, CJSF have been expanding its reach during the COVID-19 pandemic, with a new studio in SFU's Burnaby campus where this show is being broadcast, the 312 Main Studio in Vancouver's downtown east side, and a new app that was developed this fall. There are several ways to contribute, Bring your donations for as little as $35 now on cjsf.ca/donate. Call 778-782-2573 or send a check to the following address, CJSF Radio Fund Drive, Sub 1420, Simon Fraser University, Burnaby, BC, Victor 5 Alpha, 1 Escort 6. Please help us reach our goal of fundraising $10,000 and beyond. Now to the first song in the second half, which is the third act of the hour, Melonix Soul Glow. The tune is At the Door.
Lakewood means rewind, a gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
I'ma leave my attitude at the door, 'cause I know what I came here for. So I'ma leave my attitude at the door. We've been here before. I'm stubborn, you're withdrawn, but it always ends the same way. Tensions turn to intensity.